Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus, give understanding to the people that are listening.
So
that they can understand.
Amen.
Amen.
He said,
ladies and gentlemen, I want you to listen closely.
This
sermon in this hour is going to come from the book of Revelation. I want to talk about the three kinds of believers. The Bible prophesied that at the end of the world, there will be three kinds of believers.
And
I want to explain to you these three categories of believers. So that you can choose which side you are going to stay. In these three categories of believers, I'm talking of now at the end of this world. We are at the end of the world. The highest category will be caught up to meet Jesus Christ in the sky. This book of Revelation chapter 12 was symbolizing the church of God. He said that there was a woman that was clothed with the sun that symbolized the church. Reading from verse 1, he said, there appeared a great wonder in heaven. He said, a woman clothed with the sun. And the moon under her feet. And upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, traveling in bath, ready to give birth. This is symbolizing the church of Jesus Christ. And in verse 5, he said, this woman brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And a child was caught up unto God and to his throne. So I'm talking of three categories of believers at this end of the world. The highest category is seen in this man child that was caught up unto God. That is representing the Christians and believers that will be caught up to go and meet Jesus Christ in the sky at this end of the world. These are the believers that will never see death before Christ comes. And they will go and meet Jesus Christ in the sky. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And they are not just going there for nothing. They are going to rule this world with the rod of iron afterless. They are the believers that will be representing the angels that rule on this planet. When the kingdom of God shall come fully. The second category is this woman that brought forth the man child. You see that in verse 14.
That
unto the woman were given two wings of a great eagle. That she might fly into a wilderness. Into a place where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent.
And
So when the man child is caught up to heaven, these people, the woman is representing the church that will run and hide in the wilderness. So that they will not be persecuted by the devil. The third category is called the remnant of the seed of the woman. In verse 17, the Bible said, and the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. That remnant of her seed are the third category of believers. Those are the believers that will be persecuted and beheaded for Jesus Christ at the end of this world. In Revelation chapter 3, you see the same three categories represented.
He talks
of the Church of Sardis.
He also talks
of the Church of the Philadelphia. And he talks of the Church of the Laodicea. And the promises that he gave to each church in that chapter 3 represents the three categories of believers at this end of the world. The highest price goes to the overcomers in Laodicea.
Like
you say, the first prize goes to them.
He said
that in the book of Laodicea, in the Revelation chapter 3 to the Laodiceans, in verse 21, and this is the highest prize ever.
He
said, to him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and I am set down with my Father in his throne. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
That is symbolizing the man child in chapter 12.
That
chapter 12 verse 5 said, we rule the nations with a rod of iron. That is the highest price. That is a group of believers at this end of the world. But even at this end of the world, there are another group of believers that will not be as high as that category. And that is classified in the Church of the Philadelphians. And this is what he told the Philadelphians. In Revelation chapter 2, in chapter 3. In chapter 3, I said. Verse 10 to 12. He said, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation,
which
shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. That hour of temptation is when the Antichrist, the devil, will be ruling upon this earth fully.
When the devil
will be ruling and he will be persecuting the Christians,
some
believers will run and hide in the wilderness.
And
God will protect them from the devil.
As
it was written in Revelation chapter
12, verse
14.
And verse 6.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And the third category of believers
is
the Church of Sardis. All of these three categories of churches will be running through to the end of the world.
So
the Church of Sardis is said this.
Well, we call your studies okay, Tamia.
He that overcometh in verse 5.
When who vient, he said, when all my home you talk,
the same shall be clothed in white raiment.
And
I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. But I will confess his name before the Father, before my Father, and before his angels. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Can you see now? If anyone is lower than that, your name will be blotted out of the book of life.
No.
If anybody is lower than that Church of Sardis, your name will be blotted out of the book of life.
And
I tell you something.
In the
days of persecution that is coming soon, which we say will come when the devil will be ruling upon the world through Antichrist. As it said in Revelation chapter 12, verse 17, that the devil went and persecuted the remnant of her seed. Many will be beheaded for the sake of Christ. And many will be killed because they believe in Jesus. But those that deny Christ on that day will be blotted out of the book of life. Those that deny Christ and they are afraid to confess Christ, they will be and they, because of their life, they will be blotted out of the book of life. Can you see these three categories of believers now? The highest category are those saints of God that we caught up to meet Jesus in the sky. And the second category will run and hide in the wilderness and God will protect them from the devil. And the third category of believers, we have no place to run, but the devil will be killing many of Christians in the world. Whichever category you belong to, you better begin to believe God right now. Even if you are going to die for Christ, do not deny Christ. Because anyone that denies Christ on that day of persecution will be blotted out of the book of life. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his soul? Jesus Christ prophesied about these three categories also when he was on earth. In Matthew chapter
25.
When Jesus Christ was talking about the 10 wise virgins and the 10 foolish virgins,
let's read this parable
of Jesus.
These are the three categories of believers at this end of the world will be seen in this parable of Jesus also.
In
this parable of the virgins, let's read it to you. In Matthew chapter 25,
said,
then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And five of them were wise, and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made. Hallelujah. This is the midnight cry that you are listening, ladies and gentlemen. This, our evangelistic crusade, is a midnight hour cry that we call it.
The
Lord Jesus has sent me to tell you that the time is near for you to begin to prepare. Jesus is coming soon. Everyone that said they belong to Jesus, begin to trim your lamps now and be ready for Jesus. This is part of the cry at the midnight hour that Jesus is coming soon. Prepare. It won't be long anymore. Jesus is very close.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. It won't be long anymore. Jesus is very close. I say the end of the world is near. I'm not even sure that we have 10 more years to go. That is why you have to begin to prepare now. Jesus is coming soon.
Jesus Christ,
hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I said this parable of Jesus is talking about this end time of the world also.
He gave me all Jesus Christ now.
Three categories of believers can be seen in this chapter. There was the people that made the cry at the midnight hour. That was the first category. A lot of people thought that the bride are the wise virgins. No.
So
when people are expecting the bridegroom, the bride is already awake. He won't be sleeping. The cry was made by the bride. The virgins that are escorting the bride, they were the wise and the foolish that wake up. And now you have the wise virgins, they have oil, the foolish virgins don't have any more oil. And the Bible said, at midnight hour, there was a cry made.
Behold,
the bridegroom coming. Go ye out to meet him.
So
then all those wise virgins rose up. And trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise said unto them,
Not so. Lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I tell you something.
Jesus
Christ is coming soon.
Jesus Christ is day.
It's time for you to begin to prepare.
Our second way,
your lamps. Which of the group of these believers are you going to be?
Then where you
are? Are you going to be a wise virgin that we have all, or a foolish virgin? It is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. If you don't have the Holy Spirit at all, you need to get the Holy Spirit right now. And if you have been lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, you better wake up, the hand is near. And if you are just playing church, you don't have anything to do with Jesus, you are just going to church,
you
better come into Jesus and be born again right now. The time is near. Among the believers that say they are born again, there will be foolish virgins who don't have anointing of the Holy Spirit. There will be wise virgins
that have
anointing of the Holy Ghost, but they are sleeping also. And there will be the bride that don't sleep at all. Because
this
is Jesus. And Jesus has sent us to cry unto you that the time is near. Wake up.
Jesus Christ, the man,
time for you to trim your lamps.
If
you have oil, begin to trim yourself now. The Bible says, stir up the gift that is in you.
And
if you don't have the Holy Spirit, we want to pray for you.
Which category
of believer do you want to be in?
Then
you want to be among the foolish virgins that will be killed by the Antichrist?
But if that
is your faith, make sure that you don't deny Christ in the face of the sword.
Don you bunny where you were if you knew where you are,
because anyone that deny Christ because of fear of death will be blotted out of the book of life. And if you trip your lamps right now, you may be among them that will be protected by Jesus in that day. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I say, which category of believer do you want to be?
They know who will wear the Bible.
Are you going to be among them that will go and meet Jesus Christ in the sky when he comes very soon? Would you like to be one of them? Well, you better begin to trim your lamps right now. That is the highest category of believers. There are people that have been born again. And they are filled with the Holy Spirit of God. And they are also fasting and praying. And they are seeing Jesus regularly. They are following the plan of Jesus. Because they walk with Jesus like Enoch of old. And we will not see death like Enoch that didn't see death in the Bible. This is the age.
Again,
God is going to glorify some people. He's going to glorify many people. And many will leave this planet without seeing death.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
You want to be among this category of believers? You have to begin to believe what we are preaching to you in this sermon. Prepare yourself by fasting, by praying. And you have to begin to receive literature from us to build you up. It takes faith to walk with Jesus.
The
book of Hebrews chapter 11.
Talks
of the faith of Enoch of old.
Enoch
was one of the great sons of Adam. By faith he walked with God and should not see death. He did not die because God took him because he pleased God.
But
without faith, it is impossible to please God.
You
need to build up your faith now. That is why I said you should begin to ask for literatures from us.
To
write to me, I will send you some more literature to build up your faith.
If
you write to Evangelist Julius Adewumi,
Box 10308,
Ibadan, Nigeria. Evangelist Julius Adewumi, I say.
Evangelist Julius Adewumi Benita
Ena. Box 10308.
Ibadan, Nigeria.
We are going to be sending you literature that will build up your faith.
Bible
says faith coming by hearing.
And
hearing by the word of God. I said the first category of believers, we have a strong faith to defeat the devil. They will be like Enoch and like Elijah of old. They will live without seeing physical death on this planet. And they will rule the world with the rod of iron. And they are classified as the bride of Christ. The second category that will be protected by Jesus in the wilderness.
Also,
we have faith.
But
not as strong as the first category.
They
are the wise virgins also. In Matthew chapter 25. And God will protect them so that the devil will not persecute them. But the multitude of believers that do not have enough faith, they will be persecuted by the devil. Many will be killed. Many will be beheaded for the sake of Christ.
The Bible says,
in your patience, in your patience possess your soul.
Jesus Christ said,
he that deny me before me, I will deny them before my Father.
So
if you are in this category of believers that will be beheaded, don't deny Christ. And those that were killed will be resurrected to go and meet Jesus Christ also. In the last resurrection, they will be resurrected to live on this planet forever. Go and read in Revelation chapter 20.
Revelation.
Which category do you belong?
It
is time for you to prepare. Jesus Christ is coming soon.
Jesus Christ
and he loves you. I want you to bow here. I will pray for you. Jesus, I pray for all these people that are listening.
Bye-bye. Jesus, I pray for everyone that is listening now.
Bye-bye.
Give them faith and understanding. Let them begin to build up their faith now. So that they know that they can come up higher to higher feet and higher category.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Write to Evangelist Julius Ade, Gospel Distribution Ministry. If you have access to the internet, our web address is www.gospeldistribution.org. You have to spell that one out, Gospel Distribution. .org. Gospel distribution is one word. www.gospeldistribution.org. and you can send us email on the internet. Our email address is webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. And you can also read all our literature on the internet freely. God bless you, and see you, we'll see you again next time. In Jesus' name.